Good morning. Today is June the 29th, 2026, Monday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you open your Bibles with me to 1 Timothy chapter 2, we'd like to read to you the first 8 verses, if I may. The text reads, "First of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers and petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am telling the truth. I am not lying, as a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth." And verse 8, "Therefore I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension." May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, this text this morning, the Apostle Paul writing these words to this first letter to Timothy speaks of the importance and how we as Christians need to be praying, need to be seeking God for the will and the wisdom of our leaders, as well as the will and the wisdom of ourselves as we seek the will of God. It begins in verse number 1. Paul writes, "First of all, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men." You know, beloved, one of the most important time that I spend each and every day is on my knees before God, seeking the Lord God for His will, His wisdom, and His way in everything that I may do in this day, even on this Monday. You know, God's will is the most important thing that each of us can have desire to seek after. God's way is a way that we would know that we are in God's perfect peace and God's perfect will. You know, in verse 2, Paul writes, "For kings and all who are in authority, so that they may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity." You know, if there's one thing that we see many times, even in our own nation, this blessed United States, is the situation where men appear to make decisions without seeking the will, the wisdom, and the discernment of God first. I know in my own life, each and every day, even every decision I make, even the small decisions about times or schedules or about what I must do, what I must purchase, how I may handle a situation or communications with a coworker or maybe somebody in my family. Beloved, I always should be seeking, and we should always be seeking after the wisdom and the will of God first. You know, God gives us this most wonderful opportunity, this most wonderful blessing that we call prayer. Truly, prayer today is one of the most powerful tools in the arsenal we have against the enemy today. Prayer, seeking our will and our way with God's will and God's way through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, the word says here in verse number 3, "This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior," that we need to be sure that we stay in the will and acceptable favor of God and Jesus Christ our Lord. "For there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." You know, as I was sharing a message yesterday at a local assisted care home on Sunday afternoon, I was sharing with the people how important it is for us to lift up holy hands of praise and prayer as the Word teaches. I was sharing with them how important it is that when they have burdens, when they have needs that surface in their life, and just seek the Lord God through prayer and ask the Lord God to help them and provide them strength and provide them hope and provide them encouragement. You know, the adversities, beloved, that they go through each and every day, this particular area I was in, this rest care facility, is very adverse. Many of them have different type medical needs. Many of them are wheelchair bound. Many of them unable to communicate the way they properly should, like we would each day. Many of them just have special needs. But you know, there's one thing that no matter what kind of a physical disability or inhabitants we have, there's one thing that we can always still do. We can always pray. One dear sweet lady comes to my mind as I speak these words. She's had a stroke. She's in the upper years of her life, and very pleasant lady, very understanding, very godly woman that seeks the will of God each day in her life. And, you know, every time I see her, she kind of breaks down into tears and becomes humble before me and always says these words, which is probably some of the most profound words she can say, but also one of the few sentences that she can speak. She asked me, "Billy, please pray for me. Please pray to God that He will help make me again be able to have a good day." because I know that she's sincere with tears in her eyes as she asks me this every time that I come into her presence for a service, or maybe every time, maybe I just may see her as she goes by in the facility. As I say those words, I stop and think how blessed, beloved, you and I are each day to have the physical advantages we have in our life as being whole. We need to thank God for that as well as part of our prayer. And that leads me to a point. Every time we pray, we need to be thankful to God for all things in our life. If we look at the scripture of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, the word tells us that we need to give praise and thanksgiving to God in everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we need to be thanking God for the good things in our life as well. The times when things don't look so good, we need to be thanking God. We need to be blessing God. We need to be praising our Lord Jesus through those times, through those adversities. Is just take a moment and just thank God and just praise God that He grows me and He grows each of us, beloved. That's God's purpose, I would believe. All the many, many blessings in our lives, and to surely be praying for God's will, God's perfect peace, and God's love to be manifest in each and every one of our lives. Father, today we come before You, and Lord God, we would ask You to help us to be more like You, Lord. Father, we would ask You on this Monday that You would just reach down from heaven's glory, God, and just allow us to have that understanding of prayer, Father. Let us have that truth and wisdom, God, that we need in our life today so very, very desperately in this chaotic, this sin-cursed, and this dark world. Father, today as we pray and we come before You, Father, we follow the teachings that You provided the Apostle Paul as Paul provided to Timothy. Lord, I would ask that You would just bless these words today upon our own hearts. May You give us the teaching and the understanding, God, that today we need from this. Lord, I would ask You to allow us, just as Paul gave instruction to Timothy, Lord, let us understand, for there is one God and one mediator, and we know that is the Lord Christ Jesus. Father, may we today give praise, God, to You through the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, today I would ask You to bless all those that may be listening this day. I would ask You to be with them. I would ask You to comfort them. I would ask You to give them peace. But Father, most of all, I would ask You today to give us that humble and that meek heart that we need so very desperately in our heart today. A humble heart, God, when we see a need in another's life, no matter who it is, God, give us that understanding that we need, Father, so we can reach out and we can help in the name of the Lord, in the way of the Lord, and surely in the will of the Lord in each of our lives. Father, I would pray today for each and every one today with special needs, those that we know that are in the hospital, those as well we know of, Father, as we discovered yesterday during services, a man we think of, Father, today that has found out that he has inoperable cancer. God, I would ask You to be with him. I would ask You to bless him. Meet his needs, God. If it be Thy will, Father, I know without any question, without any doubt, and without any hesitation, Father, if it be Your will, You could heal him, Father, completely and wholly. But God, we trust for Your will to be done. We trust for Your way to be upon him and upon his wife and his children, Father. We would ask You to lift them up. We'd ask You to encourage them, just as His wife gave testimony yesterday in services, Father. We would ask You to just bless her and fulfill her with strength, Father, during this time, Father, of severe and serious circumstance. Father, would ask You today as well to bless those that we know that are preparing the end-of-life journey, Father. Even some of those, Father, we know we met with yesterday at some of the local assisted care facilities. Father, we thank You for them. We thank You for their lives, Father. But God, what we thank You for most of all is You being with them at this time. You keeping Your hands upon them, Father, during the most important and the most critical time, God, that they need to feel and they need to know that You're right there walking with them every step of the way of life. Lord, Your word gives us that true and that profound promise, Father, that You'll never leave us. You will never forsake us. You'll always walk with us, even to the end of the age. God, with that today, we claim that, Father, through this prayer. And we claim Your glory and Your grace, God, to be upon our lives. We claim, Father, today that we may be a witness, we may be a light, we may be a blessing in someone else's life. For, Father, today we live our lives in one accord, in one purpose, and that's to lift up and praise the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, may You be blessed, glorified, and honored through it all, for we ask it all, and we pray in that name above all names. Today we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.